Hey, this is Jody T. Pratt. I wrote a book, Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection, 13 Disturbing Tales of the Misfortune. If you like the bizarre and all things dark, and you love this show, you'll love this. Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection on Amazon right now. The link will be in the description. On with the show. And welcome back to the Scrapbook Podcast. Season 2. Make our movie. Same approach, different execution. Please enjoy the show. And welcome back to the Scrapbook Podcast. I'm your host, Jody Pratt, with my fellow host, Patrick Wickfall.
Yo.
And our special guest, Damar B.
Yo.
Location, I want to say, let's go to Japan.
Oh, okay.
Time period, Damar?
Easily, like, future, right? Because, like, future. If we go past, it's obviously samurais and ninjas and shit. And that's an old, tired story that everyone fucking does. So yeah. Let's do something that's not that.
Okay.
And, like, let's try to steer away from cyberpunk, too, because, like, that's also futuristic.
What is that? What does that count as?
Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
What?
Damn, bro.
God. Who is this nigga?
Right?
No, I'm playing.
Suck my dick.
Okay, wait. You've seen Tron, right?
No. I know what Tron is, but I've never seen it.
The old one or new one?
No.
Because I was going to say, like, the scene where, like, Daft Punk is there is, like, a really good example of, like...
I get what you're saying, like, futuristic, a lot of colors kind of thing.
Yeah, like
have you seen AI?
Huh?
Have you seen AI?
Nigga, have you seen AE? Like, Titan AE?
Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen that one.
Have you seen iRobot?
iRobot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Yeah, that's probably
Will Smith.
That's probably the weakest one, but yeah.
Will Smith?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Futuristic technology.
Would it not be like that one with that AI kid?
Yes,
that was like left off.
Yeah, that's something like that too.
Yeah.
You know how they fuck you up with the big advertisements?
It's like a big advertisement.
Futurama,
it's a peek in, bro. Futurama. It's a peek in.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I didn't even think about it. I don't want to say that because.
You're writing it.
Yeah, I'm writing that one right now.
Yeah, but I'd say time period, like, yeah, distant future, like year 4,000, 5,000 type shit.
All right, let's go Suspense Thriller.
Ooh.
Ooh, that gave me the chills.
That's okay. What you're supposed to do.
This is because the skull's on your back, nigga.
Right,
so Japan.
Future.
Future Suspense Thriller.
Ooh. Male or female protagonist?
Female.
Okay. We're fighting people or we're fighting the system?
System has already failed.
Nah, that's too cyberpunky.
It is?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's going to fail, though. Y'all get that, right?
I ain't going to be here for it, baby. Do I give a fuck?
I'm not here for a long time.
I'm here for a good time, baby.
I mean, I don't know. Japan's got shit running pretty right. I don't know if it'll fail.
They do.
I don't know if it'll fail.
They were in one area that just changed this.
Itty bitty island that took over a lot.
Yeah.
Back in the day, sir.
Back in the day.
They could probably do it now.
100% they can.
Yeah, they definitely can.
Nope.
Yeah.
If they want it,
100% they could roll through. Yeah. You're not doing that to any like first world country.
I guarantee you they can do that. If they grab a little
fucking
China, they can definitely
Korea
take
too.
China.
China will just bomb them.
Nah,
China doesn't give a fuck like that.
China ain't got the bombs. That's Russia, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
They do not.
They're flexing like they have it. They do not have it.
We're doing this? We're going to do this?
That's facts.
Yeah.
We're going to do this.
Bro, buddy, they don't have the infrastructure.
Okay, buddy.
That.
Okay.
Go ahead. What are you going to pull up?
Okay, buddy.
A calculator? What are you looking for?
I'm just rubbing my knees. Sorry.
Okay.
You've been malinformed, friend. Okay. Yeah, I don't think this shit's going to collapse in like couple thousand years. I think it'll take a little bit longer.
I think it'll take longer.
Everything
in about 120 years is a wrap.
120 years?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so.
Because
human civilization is going to get to a point where we all start chipping at the bit, like chomping at the bit to get to
America.
The top. No, that's not just America.
It is.
What do you think Russia's doing? They're starving out their people.
That's what
they
tell you, though.
Like, okay. All right. All right, bro.
You're not there. I'm not there. I don't know.
Okay.
Nobody knows for certain.
Are you in Japan knowing how good their economy is?
Yeah, the nigga was there.
I've been multiple times.
He's been there.
Are you seeing the numbers, dude?
He's been there, bro.
That's what numbers are you seeing?
He's been
the ones I'm contributing to by visiting the country.
Okay, dude.
Right, that nigga was on Mount Fuji, cuz. I don't know.
He was like, everything is great here. Cool.
No, everything's not
You stay longer than 5 days somewhere. You stay longer than 12 days somewhere. You're like, you kind of get what the fuck is going on around here.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to say it's all peaches and smiles and whatnot. Like, it's not all what you see on TikTok, bro. There are some
Not just dancing Asian women.
Yeah.
That look alike.
There's
in
not.
The same, uniform and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to cancel my fucking ticket.
Just cancel my train ticket there.
Train ticket.
Yeah, but I feel like Japan, probably Europe, a couple thousand years, they'll probably be okay. America one is the one that's fucked. So many levels.
Yeah, so
I can see
we got like maybe
a split. 75. I can see us either.
We're gonna turn into a hard wild west.
I can see us all coming together, the Americas, or America splitting into different countries.
I can see that before I see just America just like being
crumble,
like,
yeah,
not great.
Yeah,
like America's gonna find her way to always pop that ass.
Yeah, she got the booty, so why not?
Yeah. She too thick to let that shit, like, hide behind a dress.
Yeah.
She's got to wear the leggings.
But she's just like that kid. You know how a piñata is bursted open and their arms are full? America's just like, their arms are full. They're just like, I can grab one more, dude.
What piñatas you got with arms?
Huh?
Talking about the people picking up the candy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, bro, most of my people,
I immediately
they never had
started
arms.
Talking. I was like, he's not picking it up. He's throwing it out.
How many motherfucking human pinatas you have, stupid?
Because like, I've only seen one. Like, you seen one?
Okay. So let's start with the name Kia.
Why?
Because you know why.
No, I don't like the name.
I don't want to say multiple syllables because I want to forget it.
Yeah, no, but
no, no. Okay.
What when you come up with a name, Mr. Japan.
Okay, sure. And that's sensei to you, nigga.
I'll cut myself today. You're my master. I promise you that.
Okay, I'm gonna
we're
gonna have to cut this out.
Buddy, I was gonna do something crazy just now.
I saw you put your hand up. I was like, don't.
I was gonna do something very not. DeMar gonna walk out if I do it. Fuck it.
What?
Hardy Curry.
Let's give her a classic name like Simone.
Simone, okay.
I'm just joking. I like that name. I actually do like the name Simone.
It's very uncommon.
It's not
something you hear every day.
It's an elegant name, yeah. But it's simple enough to where you don't have to remember it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about her like owning a company and she's being extorted?
Got a company.
Yeah.
Textile.
No. Is she the owner? She's the owner of
she
it?
She owns it.
Is she the one dealing with it? Or her? Or
she's
her,
the one dealing with it.
Or her people underneath her being like, these niggas are showing up, tripping.
Oh, let's have her people doing it to her.
Like they're working with the...
No, they are extorting her out of money after seeing something she did. No.
How old is she?
She's 42.
Oh, so she's late in the game.
I mean, not very.
No, but I'm saying, like, she's late in the game, like, as far as, like, in life. She's not 25 doing this.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yes, absolutely, yes. That's what I mean. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. She's about 42.
Huh.
And,
Is she thick? I'm just joking.
What is her hip-to-ass ratio?
I'm out of here, dude. What if she has, like, we did pills the other
yeah, old thing.
What if her thing is sex? She's a nympho. She's in power, but she's like a sub on the low.
While getting extorted?
That's what they're extorting her about.
Oh, okay.
Because prostitution is cool and shit out there, but like promiscuity when a nigga's high up. Ain't
frowned upon.
Yeah. 100%. You're in charge, nigga. What the fuck are you doing having sex with a Nigerian?
This whole shit smells like dick and asshole.
Yeah, somebody gets pictures of her doing like meany shit as a sub.
So they're blackmailing her.
Yeah, but extorting her out of money.
Yeah, the word is extortion, not blackmail. Yeah.
Well, blackmail is what they're doing at that point.
It's racist. Why is it got to be blackmail?
I'm done with you, dog. I'm done with you.
Nah, bro, jokes.
You know,
jokes.
I will walk to the jokes. Other room and go watch wrestling.
Jokes, bro.
Jokes. But yeah. So Jesus.
It's a podcast, bro. Have fun.
I hate you, dude. It's a podcast, right? I know it's a podcast.
I did not murder him.
Okay, continue. My neck is so warm.
And she in the like that's the suspense part. How the fuck is she gonna get out of it? But
she doesn't want to get out of it. She enjoys it.
No, because she's being extorted out of that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's already...
I mean, but she can't stop it because the reason she's being extorted is because of sex, which she's addicted to.
Addicted to, right?
Like, she wants to stop it.
It's not just like a simple thing. It is a addiction.
Yes.
Yeah. She can't stop even nymphomania.
She's masturbating through the day. She needs to get...
Her rocks off.
Yeah. That's her thing.
Oh, yeah, real sexual with it. Okay.
Yeah. That's her thing, right?
Yeah.
But... The company, it looks like it's booming.
But really, it's a front for the Yakuza.
Oh!
Them niggas all stab each other.
No, not all of them.
They lose pinky.
In 1,000 years, yes.
No, Yakuza is all about loyalty, bro. If you're not that, then you get sliced. Fuck you mean?
I hate that you've gone to Japan.
I'm just saying, bro. Gangsters, no gangsters. Game recognized gangsters.
I will throw this shit in your face.
All I'm saying is I may or may not see them gangsters.
Beat this. Right? So she goes to the Yakuza for help.
Cheers, you fuck.
She goes to the Yakuza for help because of this shit. And they're like, deal with it by yourself.
Facts.
Make sure we get our fucking money.
If we take over,
yeah,
then you no longer the head of the company, and like we're gonna replace you type shit.
That's where she got. That's where her employees think that she has hella money, because it was gifts from the Yakuza for being on time for the payments,
yep,
and doing what the fuck you're supposed to do for so fucking long,
yep,
right? And the Yakuza was like, "Well, here's a gun.
Yeah.
Good luck, pal.
Not gun and a sword."
Gun and a sword, a katana, and then...
Nice.
And then you...
Oh, ivory handle?
Ooh.
Braided
handle. Braided with the satin over it, nigga. And they got the Ettore Hanzo... Nah, I'm playing.
Ettore Hanzo sword.
And they're like, good luck. The payment's on the 25th as usual. Thank you.
Facts.
So she's like having to balance...
Her addiction, and being extorted
all at the same fucking time.
Yeah,
and she like while she's being, she uses the things that she is sexually into.
Yeah.
To kill the people.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
So she's
getting her rocks off and killing
niggas with sex.
Yeah.
And then stabbing them while she's riding them.
Or she has
after she's
arrived. After.
Oh, she needs to get her nut.
She's addicted, yes, bro.
Well, but I'm saying, like
some of the things were
playing,
like...
That's the suspense. She's playing on the edge that this nigga's holding his gun the whole time.
Yeah.
And the second he nuts, he lets go of the gun. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh no, no. Even like they're in a nightclub. She has a mask on. You can't even tell. Blonde hair with a fucking kabuki mask or some shit. And she BDSM strangles the nigga to death.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And then goes masturbating in the corner or some shit like that.
That too. Yeah.
Like on top of the nigga, like she grinds. You know what I mean? Slow grinds. Smoking into a cigarette
because that's hot.
Yeah. How you feel about that? Your mind's going, brother. We're going to Japan, brother. What's up?
I'm just thinking about the scene of like somebody walking in and being like,
nobody's gonna walk in.
No, but I'm saying like somebody's gonna walk in. Nobody's gonna walk in. If it's an upper echelon nigga, I'm saying like,
no, this will be the scene right here.
No, but I'm telling you, my scene right here. Yeah, what's up? Is that somebody walks in and they see the nigga's dead. He's been killed, and they have. Or something, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And she's just in the corner, like, she has to get her nut before she leaves, and she's in a mask, hunched over.
Yeah.
Is that too much? Is it too much?
No, I like that. It's real audition-y. You know what I'm saying? It's real, like, weird.
Yeah, and then the niggas try to join in.
And she would, find a little bit of pleasure in the fear.
Yeah.
Of somebody coming caught, in and finding and getting caught. She's just like, I'm about to bust.
Yeah. And then, even her being taken from the back, getting back shots over a dead body that she strangled.
Yeah, exactly.
And the nigga joined in. Yeah. Like,
they come in the door and so she stops.
So they come in and he's stuffed under a desk or something?
No. Literally, his body's like on the chair.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're okay with it.
Yeah. They're fine. And he has a cord around his neck.
Yeah. And they think he's just like passed out. They don't know.
Yeah. They're just like, this nigga can't take like. And then that's something
can't handle. Yeah. Exactly.
He can't take it.
He can't take it.
But you know, I'm about to take these. I'm gonna take these. Bah. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna do that shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's gonna be like a couple of them because they. How do you think that they got that information? They go to the clubs too. Some of them.
Yeah.
So that's where she kills like maybe 3 or 4. There's like 8, 11 of these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she kills like 3 of them.
Yeah.
She shoots a nigga in the car, backing out of the driveway type of shit.
Yeah.
She goes into a house. She has to learn these things.
Yeah.
As she's going. And she, of course she's getting fucked up. She's falling off of shit. She's getting bit by dogs and shit like that. Dogs are chasing her. The cops are... having this shit plastered on the walls of this bitch in a kabuki mask. And so she's changing her masks up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I like that shit.
I've always liked the idea of a mask.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, like, not just concealing your identity, but, like, breathing in a whole identity to the mystery of it.
Yeah.
Like it's not just a ski mask. I
become this.
I am the spirit now.
Absolutely.
I embody whatever
and,
the fuck.
And
this
to play mask on that, been. Like she goes to pray at shrine every time she kills someone.
Nigga.
Japanese are very religious.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. That's where they catch her up at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Look, who the police?
Yeah. The gang. Police?
None of the gang
ain't helping her.
Yeah, the Yakuza.
No, but I'm saying she hasn't killed any of the gang.
No. The Yakuza told her to do it to herself. Herself.
So she's strictly killing policemen.
No, she's killing the 8 to 11 people that are extorting
from her.
Company.
Okay, I thought they were.
But the policemen are on her ass though.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ones that aren't like under the Yakuza thumb.
Yeah.
Like the good old boys type of shit are going after her.
Yeah.
But like, let's say that she's in the Shinto fucking shrine and shit and she's praying. And it's the nigga that gave her back shots that first time over the dead body when they finally caught her and tracked her down. And they recognize each other. From that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's a cop.
Yeah, exactly. He's a fucking cop. He's just like...
You're looking at her like, bleach asshole? She's just like, yeah, boy.
And then he's like,
yeah, boy.
And then like take her away, and then they find all her shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Could it end with the little sequence? I always love the endings. Could it end with the sequence of her praying at a shrine at her house with all of the masks laid out?
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. And then in the
to repent for all her sins.
And then the back.
But she's aware. each mask is a representation of the life that she's taken.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. And then the window
banging on the door.
The window is a swirl of the blue. You feel me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Of their cop car.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have red, white, and blue over there?
They have blue over there, I believe.
No, it's red, white.
It's red and white?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that about? I don't want to get too deep into it, but is that like a...
Here we come. We go rescue. Here we come. We go rescue.
It has to be like a worldwide thing.
I think it's just a personal choice.
Yeah. White and red. Does that...
Well, because...
I see red, though. We have blue. I see a flash of red and white in my...
Well, ours is red, white, and blue.
Yeah, that's very true. But we can't escape the white because that's the white, you know what I mean? And then Europe has blue. I mean, not Europe, UK has blue, and then they have orange.
Yeah.
She sounds like a nigga crying. Wow. Go somewhere, nigga.
What do you guys want to call this?
Oh, shit. Seven Mask or some shit? How many people did she kill? That.
What 8 to 11? What do you want to settle on?
I don't give a damn.
I'd say 11.
11. Make
11 Mask.
Not feeling the title though. Can make it better.
No, just say that. Just say it.
You're such a cunt, dude.
I feel like we could come up with something.
No. Yeah, we
go all day, baby.
What happens is we just say it until we agree on something.
Yeah.
And if you don't agree, you just come up with one. Then we'll
shit talk until I'm like, okay, that sounds good. Yeah, that's it. We don't have rules on this shit.
No one gave me the rundown before you.
Oh yeah, we didn't.
Sit your ass in this chair, and we're gonna do a podcast. Like, cool.
No, but you knew though. You know what I mean? Let's.
I didn't know the rules of engagement. For sure.
I'm done with that.
Let's go with like a. How do you feel about the story of Simone?
Nah, it's too long.
That's too basic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
We can do like 11 Masks in the Land of the Rising Sun type shit.
Nigga. Nigga. That's actually pretty hard, but you said too long, so fuck that.
That's long as fuck. It's either the Land of the Rising Sun, you cunt, or it's 11 Masks. Don't try to add my shit on top of that. You fuck.
You just say you liked it.
Just say you liked 11 Masks, you fuck. God damn it.
Feel like it could be a little more descriptive.
The Shrine of 11 Masks?
No, 11 Masks, 11 Shrines. Or 11 Prayers.
11 Masks, 11 Prayers?
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
What about just 11 Prayers?
I don't like that.
We got yourself a goddamn deal. Yeah. All right, y'all.
You set up a bitch.
Got yourself a goddamn deal. All right, this is Jody Pratt with my fellow host, Patrick Wigfall, our special guest, DeMar B.
Yo, yo.
This was 11 Prayers. We love you. Don't stop being creative.